The thing with confidence is a place where we want to end up. What you see above ground, that's confidence. What you don't see below ground, that's belief. No roots, no tree, no belief, no confidence.
Hey there, billionaire. Yep, I'm talking to you. If you expect to live another 31 years, you're already a billionaire. Not in money, but in the real measure of wealth. Time. That's because 31 years is roughly a billion seconds. But most of us waste time in ways we'd never waste money. The currency of time billionaires is micro moments. The 90-second to 15-minute gaps hidden between the structured parts of your day. This podcast is about reclaiming them with quick, research-backed ideas to help you feel more creative, productive, and alive. Welcome to Time Billionaires. Let's make your next micro moment count. Hi, and thanks for joining today's episode of the Time Billionaires podcast. Our guest today is Sandy Cohen, an elite mindset architect, global keynote speaker, and two-time best-selling author who helps athletes, CEOs, and high-level performers train their minds to win under pressure. After a decorated hockey career and more than a decade coaching NHL, NCAA, and elite athletes, Sandy has spent the last 15 years focused exclusively on high-performance mindset, building the mental toughness, clarity, and execution that separates the best from everyone else. Thanks for being here, Sandy.
Thank you so much for having me.
So something that comes up a lot for listeners who chat in is that we hear and talk a lot about having confidence in yourself, but a lot of people just don't feel that confidence now, either in themselves and their abilities or their decisions about their next step. So if someone finds themselves in that position, is there a mindset shift that can help people take action anyway?
Yeah, I think so. I think the first thing, though, is to really kind of peel back a layer a little bit on that confidence piece. Obviously, in what I do, I mean, I hear that all the time. The thing with confidence is a place where we want to end up. But the challenge is, how do you get confident, right? So I look at it as more, it's like the feeling when you really kind of tap into belief. So I wish I came up with this. I didn't, but someone, I think when I was in high school, a coach came up with this. But if you think about like a tree outside, what you see above ground, that's confidence. What you don't see below ground, that's belief, right? So in that tree example, no roots, no tree, you know, no belief, no confidence. So I think that the challenge is really tapping into belief, memories of success before, reminding yourself that you can and that you have done rather than trying to convince yourself. I think there's a big difference between reminding and convincing.
Oh, there really is. And to your point, reminding yourself that you have been successful, I think the convincing part gets sort of tangled up, at least for me, when those past successes don't feel relevant to what I'm trying to do or what I want to do. How do you think about that? Just the reminders of success feeling relevant to where you're going?
I think a big part, whether it's in business or sports or anything, you know, success has to be defined. It's very, very hard to chase success or achieve it if we don't even fully have a definition for what that means. So I think for whatever it is, I think great clarity comes from having a specific target, right? Like specifics lead to other specifics. So having an idea about whatever it is that you're trying to do or think about or accomplishment, I think it's a lot easier to kind of start stacking wins and stacking positive feelings when you're really clear on what success means. You know, there's so many times I interact with an athlete or a CEO, whatever it is. And, you know, they are telling me things that they don't like or that aren't working out. And I say, well, just help me understand what is it that success actually means? And a lot of times there is a pause there. And I think that's part of the challenge, that it's very hard to feel confident, focused, gritty about things that really we can't define. You know, it's like trying to get stable on shaky ground. It just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And this labeling and the specifics of success, it goes for our fears and anxieties too. If we feel just like generally anxious or stuck, putting a label to specifically what feels off makes it feel that much more manageable for success, that much more attainable. But if we just sort of want this amorphous success or have these like generalized, unspecified anxieties, there's not really a lot to wrap your hands around in terms of what to do or how to feel about it. So I think that label and that specificity is okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this happens to everybody, right? The feelings of anxiety or pressure or fear being overcome. I think what's important to note is that's a roundabout way of your brain telling you that you are not focused on the current moment. You are either normally in the future, right? You're playing the scenario out with it hasn't even happened yet, you know, or you might be stuck on something in the past. As it relates to the negative things in the past, all of us as humans, you know, I think we have kind of sometimes this bad habit of pausing the tape on that negative. It's like we almost take ourselves back to that, and then we actively try to suppress it. When we can pause the tape wherever we want, you know, it doesn't have to get paused on the negative. As it relates to the forward thinking, I think a lot of those anxieties, performance anxiety, which is very, very real, or stress or pressure, that is our brain is, we are playing that what if game, into the future. And we are kind of foreshadowing maybe things not working out. So I always suggest to people that they get very, very narrow, and that they remember that right here, right now, like this is the most important moment. It has to be right here, right now. And we're really just trying to win the next minute. So I think the more right here, right now you can make it, that's a pretty empowering feeling.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah. And the right here, right now, you're reminding me of another sports analogy advice that I got years ago of we tend to feel like we have to hit from wherever we landed. This is a golf analogy that you can just take the ball and go back to the middle of the fairway if you don't like this shot. But for whatever reason, we tend to feel like, well, this is where my shot landed. I must take six swings to putt out of the sand hole, but you don't have to. Yep. You can pick that up and...
I love that. I'm a sports guy. Also my putting is atrocious now that you said that. We all go through this, but we are not defined by, you know, yesterday or the last shot or the last minute, right? Our challenge is in our mind. We sometimes think that we are. So I think the greatest piece of advice, I don't even think it was sports related at the time, but my grandmother many, many, many years ago told me that she always used to say, you know, you are where your feet are. You know, and it's, you get older and I think you fully understand what that means, but living a life of that, like right here, right now, it's, I think relationships are better. I think, focus is certainly better, and focus for the work that I do in the mindset space is a number one. But you know, that tape doesn't have to play out to the negative, you know, and that is a controllable. And at the end of the day, we can just control what we can control, impact right. What we can impact, and you have to let the rest go.
Totally. And our thoughts are amongst the things that we have the most control over, yet tend to not separate ourselves from, right? You are not your thoughts, but you tend to think your thoughts are fact and that you're just seeing things objectively and they can't be changed. But we can look at the same situation and have five completely reasonable, very different interpretations of it. We get to choose that. that compounds into our emotions, yep, and our reactions and the results.
What yep, you just said is I literally say this all the time when I'm speaking or working with a client, literally almost exactly what you just said, that thoughts are just thoughts. I mean, your adaptation is exactly right. Thoughts aren't facts. Just because you think it doesn't mean it's going to happen. It did happen, that person is thinking about you this way or that. Thoughts are just thoughts. Right. It's okay. So now what? You know, we get to pick the next action. Doesn't mean we always have to love it. Doesn't mean we always have to like it, but you know, the next step is ours. It's not, it doesn't have to get caught up in that. Well, what if it doesn't?
Part two of this two-part episode is coming to you next week. Thanks for spending this micro moment with me. If you found it valuable, share it with a fellow time billionaire and give us a rating to help others discover the power of micro moments. For more ways to reclaim your time, check out timebillionaires.org and follow me, Rebecca Shaddix, on LinkedIn. See you next time.